During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services. Walker Medical Linen specializes in bed linens, towels, scrubs, and lab coats. Family owned and operated for over 140 years. Find out why hospitals of all sizes, surgery centers, and medical clinics trust Walker Medical Linen. Online at walkermls.com.
Let me tell you this. You look at me and say, what is this? This is a delicious jar of jalapeno relish that Mike Boddicker gifted me. It comes from the Boddicker family, and it is delicious. I eat it with everything. I've been known to eat spoonfuls of it just to keep me satisfied. So I don't know. You're talking about eggs. Now, that is good on eggs.
I would have liked to put some of that on my breakfast burrito.
No, you can't break the seal on that. It's precious. Those are the preciouses. We have Nick Leckie, who's locked in on his phone. I'll take that phone away from you.
You're like a small child.
I'll put
right?
that in Marco's desk for the rest of the hour.
Oh no, Papa, don't do that.
Right.
What's up?
What did you think of the UK State game?
I thought we weren't going to talk. Marco texted said not to talk about that.
I think that game was stupid.
You know that? Okay, honestly, sure, it was sort of back and forth, and at the end, like, if you look at the box score, you know, K-State pulled away in the fourth quarter.
I don't want to see that box score.
But Mizzou had a chance, man. There were some deep balls that they had them beat, two or three.
Yes. Thank you.
You got to watch the game.
Stupid when I say that.
There were at least two touchdowns.
And then Gabe Yarman has says to some other people say there were two where if a competent throw was made, it's a 60 or 70 yard touchdown, and you know big plays like that change the game.
They do. And at that point it was still they were hanging on like 20-3. So if you do that, that's 20-17 and you breathe life into your team, right?
Did K-State take their foot off the throttle offensively because they knew that Missouri was not as much of a threat offensively, or
Missouri deserves credit for what on those four straight turnovers they stopped them. You know
they did, but at the same time too, I think a rain delay it spins that roulette wheel.
Lightning,
you know, you never know, or lightning, whatever it is. It was a weather delay, and it spins the roulette wheel on what you're gonna get, man. You know, your energy's up, you're down. How many delays were there? Was a delay start and a delay during the middle in the second quarter, right? And then, so it's like, you never know what you're going to get out of that. And it's like, it seems like Mizzou never woke up from their fog. And K-State was just kind of like content just to limit the offense and sort of
The quarterback is terrible. Quarterback's terrible. He was terrible. I'm not saying he is terrible. He was terrible. I don't know what he's going to be moving forward. But now you see why Eli Drinkwitz begged every transfer quarterback under the red-hot sun to come to Missouri. Now you see.
They're right.
So I look, and that first drive where they actually moved the ball, kicked the field goal.
Looked good.
But it was like everything was so difficult. Like they it's like everything but the kitchen sink just to get a field goal out of it. And by the way, the thicker kicker is someone you should appreciate. He can drill it from
thoroughly appreciate. He'd be a thick kicker. I do. I really do.
And so, like, and I've told people this. People would ask me about that matchup. I said, when you have a questionable offensive line and a questionable quarterback going to Manhattan, that ain't going to end well.
No.
And it didn't.
No.
And even if they had a competent quarterback, I'm not telling they would have won the game, but they had no chance. Because when he threw the football, God only knows where it went. Have you ever seen interception?
I've never seen that.
And here comes the guy off the
bench.
It was wild.
I've never seen
Like Mizzou's defense, like the first three times it held him was, you know, like, and finally, like, you can't keep doing this. And they kept doing it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's a bummer K-State couldn't capitalize on those opportunities. You know, I think that's really going to hurt you, down the line, you know, but I'm hoping too that the offense was limited because Mizzou got put into that double directional school status.
Right. Can I?
Are we playing Northeastern Mizzou, right?
Can I play a clip from
Okay, first we'll play Eli Drinkwitz, who, and let me tell you, this went over the way you think it might. Mm-hmm. Because there was, what was the, let me get the right one here, because this is Eli Drinkwitz, and he's taking a shot at people on Twitter. And
Is he doing Tyron Matthew? Searching his name?
This ain't the way to go.
That ends poorly.
This ain't the way to go, because that, yeah. And I know not everyone's not on Twitter, and not everyone's on, you know, Power Mizzou or Tiger Board, but there's a good chunk of your fan base that are on social media 100%. of some fashion. And so I knew it was going to be a very, you know, like 5 or 6 page thread. This was going to be good. When after these comments, immediately I go to Power Mizzou and I look on the message boards, and the post was, Drink says posters on Power Mizzou are losers.
Oh.
And he didn't exactly say that, but that's what, you know.
He insinuated.
Boom.
Why
so here's what Drinkwitz said yesterday in his press conference.
Praise and blame are all the same. Yeah, you can't get caught up either way. You can't read the message boards when they're good, and you can't read them when they're bad. The reality of it is he defines his own success by the standard that he performs and the standard that we perform as a team. And we were below that standard, but it doesn't have to define us. One game is not the season. And I think everybody this day and age is real quick to want to make snap judgments, and after a glimpse, we're two football games in, had some really good, had some really bad. You know, there's an old Bill Parcells quote that talks about, you know, losers assemble in groups and complain. And I would add, get on Twitter and message boards and have all the answers, and winners assemble as a team and find ways to win. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to assemble as a team and find ways to win. And we're not going to focus on the toxicity or negativity. That has nothing to do with winning and won't produce any type of outcome for us that we want it to be. So our focus is, how do we circle up as a coaching staff, as a player, as a Mizzou football program, and find ways to win?
Okay, so losers assemble as a group. And then he says winners assemble. They both assemble as groups. But the losers assemble as groups and complain. The winners assemble as groups and find a way to win. I mean, what are the fans supposed to do? Assemble and try to find a way to win? No, they're going to complain.
Yeah.
But so then he says losers assemble as a group and complain. And he adds, you know, on Twitter and message boards. I'm like, that's not going to end well.
He went out of his way. In that talk, which was a good speech. It's a really great message. I think it's fantastic. But it looks like he steered across three lanes of traffic to take a swipe at the message board and Twitter crowd.
And message board.
Why? Like, you're driving down the highway. You could edit that out. That would have been a perfect rebuttal for what happened this weekend, right? And I agree with him. You can't make snap decisions. It's week one, week two. You don't know what you're going to see. There's not a lot of data on film yet.
You can't be defined by one game.
Don't go out of your way to take swipes at people, man. That's only going to anger. That's like pouring fuel on the fire for the message boards,
man. Because every single Mizzou fan on the message boards on Twitter, oh, he's talking about me.
Basically. Hey, it's like the Michael Jordan thing, and I took offense.
I mean, you could say, well, hey, he's showing he's got his players' backs. I don't know.
I try to give Eli Drinkwitz the benefit of the doubt. As a person myself who has a tendency to get on a roll and start feeling good about what I'm saying and then just go a little, like three or four steps too far and then got to walk it back a little bit. Like, that's a recurring theme in my life. It's like, man, I got something going here. I'm doing good. I got everybody's attention, and then I start getting a little excited, and then I go.
Let me call Bill Parcells here, and then Twitter, and like, no.
And then it's like, I went too far, didn't I?
Hey,
oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a habitual line stepper as well, too. Right? Like, it's going.
I'm kind of with Drink on this one. Like, I see where he's coming from. I do think that seems to be something that he's going to have to battle, because he is a talker. You know, like, some coaches are not, like, you know, are not talkers. He's a talker, and as a fellow talker, you know, I know the pitfalls that lie in that area, because I think that the essence of his point, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here, but I think the essence of his point is not directed at the people on Twitter and the message boards. It's directed at his team, and the point being is, don't get caught up in what those people are doing and saying, and it's a legitimate concern, because we found out this weekend that what Gehrig Dieter told us was absolutely true, that NFL players, never mind college kids that are emotionally, theoretically less mature, NFL players get on Twitter and search their names after games.
Of course.
And get into Twitter spats with former NFL players about stuff that's being said about them. And so I think what he's trying to say is to his young, immature college kids, get off your phones.
Yeah.
Don't participate in the stuff that's happening on Twitter and on the message boards, because that's not going to get you. That's not going to solve your problems. That's not going to get you any closer to winning. I think that's what he's trying to say. But in what he was saying, it came out as he's saying that all the people on Twitter and message boards are losers. And that's the part where, okay, now it comes across as you've attacked your fans.
But it's not.
And that's, I don't think that's where he was trying to go there. I think what he was trying to say is that. You and he said praise and blame are all the same.
Yeah.
And that's right, because you can also search your name on Twitter and see everybody telling you how great you are. Mm-hmm. And that can be just as bad for you as a player as well, right? If you get your head souped up, I mean, that's what Kansas players got to deal with this week, is they need to stay off Twitter
because really
they got everybody telling them how good they are. And if they start buying into that, they're going to fall on their face, right?
Okay.
You got to stay poor, driven, and hungry. You know, poor, hungry, and driven. That was the old PhD. That was what my friend Bonnie Henderson used to say. Got to get your PhD, poor, hungry, and driven.
That was player haters degree.
Yeah, right. that was Puff Daddy. That's different.
That's different in Dallas.
But I think, so you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if you want to give Coach Drinkwitz the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I don't think in his heart he was trying to attack the fans.
Okay, but no, can I tell you wasn't. Something?
He knows better.
Here's
than
the
that
problem.
Too.
Yeah. The timing of it, after that performance against Kansas State, people don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
They're angry. You gotta take a pulse check on the room, right? Read the room, right? And say, listen, we sucked. You know, we did not do well. We had a bad game plan. It didn't work for K-State. You know what? We're going to learn from our mistakes and move on, right?
And say that to your players. Don't say it to the media.
Yeah, you got to have like what you say, like media facing, and what you say within that meeting room.
Which leads to the post. Hey, Drake thinks you're all stupid. You know, you're all losers.
You're going to have some sort of reaction. Yeah.
Which someone was obviously trolling, but take. You know, it's like,
I like that.
I'm going to show him with my keyboard.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it happens, and how we're not used to it by now. But then also, we shouldn't punish coaches who want to talk. You know, because we're always like in media, we're like, hey. Let the coaches talk, and we don't give us this canned response. And then when they give us an honest response, they get blasted, right?
That's why Andy Reid doesn't say anything.
Can't please them all.
Doggone it.
That's not how he rolls.
I like that.
He's not going to call a fan.
I thought it was funny, but then as soon as I go, oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Someone's going to take the football
people
and
be
run.
Sensitive.
Well,
people be sensitive.
You were listening to it, and it was like, oh, yeah, no, that's a good point. Oh, he's got Bill Parcells. Yeah. Oh,
nope,
no.
Nope.
Then he went there.
No.
You do the cringe. Just like,
I don't think he meant to take a shot at the fans. I think he was just trying to tell his players, you can't pay attention to that stuff.
It was a bad performance. Everyone's pissed. Leave it at that. Yeah. They're going to get better. Who they got next week, Steven?
Abilene Christian.
Okay, cool. Awesome. In Abilene or they in Columbia?
It's in Columbia.
I love Columbia. You going to go to those bars?
Well, I might when I go.
Nice.
At some point.
Are you going? I'm going to Tulane K-State this weekend.
Oh, are you?
Yep. My buddy's kid, Rishi Rattan's playing. He's from Bishop Miege.
All right.
So he's cornerback. Love it.
Go Stag Go.
Excited by that.
This is a Bill Snyder family stadium. Are you going to get to go to New Orleans?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go up for the day.
Yeah, all right.
I'm excited. There's no more Coca Bolas, though. I got to get Taco Lucha or a So Long, so I ain't mad at either of those prospects.
Yeah, you'd be fine. Either one of those places.
I'm excited.
And what time you guys kick off? You got 2 p.m. this time.
Tour.
Yeah. I just found out KU Duke is an 11 a.m.
What? So much blue.
Yeah.
Who's Noah Gray going to be cheering for?
Oh, that's a great question. Nate said that Kansas is going to beat Kansas State this year.
It's possible. Unless your boy gets hired by Nebraska.
Another guest coming after you. Let me tell you, it's not me. I didn't come to say that. It's a compliment, and you have to learn to deal with it. But there is a chance Nebraska's coming after him.
If you weren't like a foot taller than me and stronger and more athletic and everything, I'd come over there and I'd slap
you. Look at it.
I told you.
That's what he thinks, because that's a sign of respect for Lance Leipold.
I want him out.
Everybody's
what are you doing at KU? Leave it alone.
So in all sense, look, I don't think Kansas is there yet. I think that Coach Kleiman has this thing up and running at K-State. I think he's already got the thing going, and I think that Lance Leipold's in the process of getting it up and running.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows? Who knows? Maybe by the time the game rolls around, I'll feel differently. But I'm not. Yeah. I'm just worried about KU going out and playing another good game this weekend and building on what they've done so far. But I will ask you this. This is a genuine question.
Genuine.
Boy, and this might sound hot take-ish. I don't know. Who's got the better quarterback?
Oh, wow.
Is that not a good question right now?
Yeah, it is.
And that's why I asked you a question earlier about did K-State take their foot off the gas a little bit? We know Martinez can put up big numbers, but we also know that when it was at Nebraska, that came with big mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was, okay, he's going to K-State. He won't be asked to make all the big plays that he had to at Nebraska, so he won't make the mistakes. And that's kind of what happened in the Missouri game, right? They dominated the game. It was almost all on the ground. They didn't really do much in the passing game. His numbers were not impressive in the passing game, but maybe that's because they didn't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I asked the question. Maybe, because if you look at the stats, you go, well, Jalen Daniels ran in through it and was doing all this stuff. Different competition, too.
It was a shootout.
But on the road, but his team needed him to do all that. So I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you, like, what do we think?
I think it's important when you have a new offense and you're a new quarterback and a new offense, a new system, is to sort of take baby steps, right? You never want to do anything that destroys your confidence.
Yeah.
It's akin to playing a rookie, in the NFL. Like, you want to protect their confidence. Because if you lose that confidence, man, once it's lost, some people can get it back, some people can't.
And then you build from that.
Right? It's like a diet, right? And then you're adding new food. You're introducing new foods to your diet, right? And it's like, okay, does this work? Okay, cool. Let's keep it. Does this not work? Okay, you know, we don't really need this in our lives. So he hasn't been called upon to really throw the ball deep yet. And something where he's just holding back, you know? It's like, I think he's got the ability to do it. But it's just getting that confidence. You know, getting the confidence in the offense, confidence in the system, confidence in yourself within that system, and knowing those minute details of every play. And he's getting there. Okay. And if not, hey, let's just run student body left again. Man, Deuce throwing blocks.
You can't go wrong. Give him the ball to Deuce Vaughn.
Low-key best blocker ever.
Like
Deuce, like pass pro in the
down
run game.
Downfield, that block he threw.
Just threw in. It was the perfect, like, hey, create more space blocking to push him back, push that defender back a couple yards. And then, you know, Martinez goes in, you know, unscathed, you know, on two-hand touch. It's pretty.
Okay, it's so, let's get this out of the way before we break. Come back and talk about the Chiefs. I'm looking at this intrigues me. The Royals and the way they play do not intrigue me right now.
Oh.
But at MLB.com, which ballpark bite is best? It's a bracket of each team, and I don't know if like the team how these were submitted, but each team is represented by a unique concessions item that's available at their ballpark.
Yeah,
and then it's a bracket. You can pick the bracket and everything else, and so the Royals. I mean, I don't know who decided this. Representing the Royals is an item that we debated yesterday, and so we'll give you the final word on whether this is good or not. The barbecue Reese's sandwich, Reese's peanut butter cups, house smoked pulled pork, Jesus, sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Why can't they get barbecue sauce from Kansas City? And topped with crumbled bacon. That doesn't even look good to me.
I would need the Reese's peanut butter cups to be warmed, like melty, right? I need them to be melty. I need them to be mixed in, whatever, to get it to really, like, I don't want it just to be placed in there. I need it to be in that sheet pan.
By the way, that looks marinated. Right there.
No, it doesn't look good to me. You don't want that. I don't make genres.
Where is Sweet Baby Ray's made?
I mean, I don't know. What is it?
That's a good question because I love
Kansas
it.
City. Oh, I don't know. Is that Kansas City bar? I mean, that's good.
Listen. I miss, to me, the greatest thing, and RIP, it's gone. You guys remember that Farmland hot dog, the brat and sausage place, Farmland, that had like the gardeniera that had all the good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And it was right there on the first base side. That was the best concession in Royals, like the best. And then now it's like, I don't even know what's good. The brisket nachos?
God, and Sweet Baby Ray's is from Chicago.
Yeah, that's what you didn't. Yeah, it's what? Not. Nothing. It has nothing to do with Kansas City.
What?
Well, there's not many barbecue places
you
here.
You've not
that
heard people
sauce.
Bitch about this for years?
This is outrageous.
Because they paid, they're a sponsor. That's what they paid for.
God.
That's what you didn't
I didn't
know
that. I assumed it was local.
No.
I love Sweet Baby Ray's too.
But I mean,
but
like,
it's not local,
you
right? That's like,
I never, don't know why. I think they just didn't pick it. It's that's who pays.
You know, hey, you know what this reminds me of? Remember them old school Pace Picane commercials where they're like sitting
New
around
York
a campfire?
City.
Exactly.
Yeah. New York but City.
Chicago,
I mean,
Illinois.
Just, I mean, look,
Kansas
I'm not.
City.
That's. Oh, welcome to the years of outrage.
This is. Hey, I am outraged. I am,
is this
I am
outrage,
triggered.
This is outrage at the Royals for having this at their stadium?
No, they're lining their pockets. They get, that's
yeah,
what they
course,
get money for.
Of course. I don't buy barbecue when I go to a
but
Royals
But
haven't
you ever seen, like, even behind this? But, like,
that's, that's your
you're
first
watching
mistake.
A game and it's behind. Like, I'm sorry. I would like a Kansas City barbecue sauce promoted.
Yes.
There's so many great ones here in Kansas City. So
well, I will not buy a barbecue sauce that's from somewhere else.
I didn't even know that.
I'm not,
you don't even
I'm
know,
I'm not doing that.
The more you know. I didn't know they're from Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a big Sweet Baby Ray's guy anyway, and now I'm just
it.
Like, get
I
out
do
of
love
here.
It.
Oh, come on.
Legitimately love it.
You bet.
You're just trying to poke and prod
I swear to you,
right
I don't do that. I love Sweet. And I assumed it was KC something. Now I'm not. Now guess what?
Well, you're just ruining
I'm going to go dump it out.
In the Missouri
burn
River.
My Nikes, right? And my Mizzou, all my Mizzou gear, right? All my drink with, yeah. Exactly.
Like, look at San Francisco, Crazy Crab Sandwich. Dungeness crab piled between two slices of buttery grilled sourdough bread. So simple, yet sounds so delicious.
Yes!
I want that.
We don't need to overcomplicate things.
And it's everything
that's,
San Francisco.
That's my point.
It's everything it's like, San Francisco. Dungeness crab, and they're known for sourdough bread.
It's rice, like this, these ice cream Let's places saying, that overcomplicate ice cream now. It's like, oh, we pour the dairy onto a frozen stone, and then we peel it up.
The hell are you talking about?
Like, it's the one
where
they
scrape
it.
The frozen
mousse thing, whatever.
Yeah,
their submission is the Dinger's Donuts Delight, mini donuts topped with homemade frozen custard.
Really?
That sounds delicious. That sounds
I'm
wonderful.
Trying to find like the best. Oh, what's this? Washington, the Roaming Rooster Honey Butter Chicken Sandwich. Free-range, antibiotic-free, and grain-fed buttermilk fried chicken breast smothered with honey butter and cheddar cheese.
Where was that one?
Virginia.
Washington.
Yeah. Maryland, wherever they're at.
Boston's cold lobster roll.
Dude, a lobster roll is one of the greatest sandwiches on the planet. I love a good lobster roll.
I've never had one yet.
Oh, my God.
They're cold or hot, right?
With melted butter on
the
it.
The New York
just,
Mets... General Tso's chicken tender bucket from Amazing Chicken Company.
Oh!
Like
they,
so
why aren't
things
they like combining
eat.
These things with M&Ms or Skittles or something okay, stupid?
Miami Marlins. Miami Marlins Cuban sandwich. A touch of historic local influence. Boneless pork, ham, Swiss cheese, whole grain mustard, a classic Cuban.
They're not adding Twizzlers to it or something weird?
I
want to
throw something right now with
like
our
what?
Submission from Kansas
that's
City.
That's what I'm Oh, listen to this.
It's so unimaginative.
Our barbecue is delicious. Put some of our barbecue out there.
Why don't you put
and
some
don't,
Reese's peanut butter
and don't
cups
overcomplicate
on it.
Hey, you know what you need to do? Get that damn rocket pig from Joe's.
Okay.
That's it.
Fine.
Well, our submission should be something like a Z-Man.
Can't see barbecue sauce, maybe. But they can't because that's not who paid for it. That's just how, that's... Royals. Ooh, I'm gonna sit. Did I say the F?
You came close.
Here's,
hey,
here's
you know,
the A's.
Let's get some St. Louis style ribs here for our Royals. You know,
here's
hey, you know what? You know what? The Royals specialty is the Chicago dog.
Okay, the A's got a little goofy here. How about this one?
Are they still
dare to pair flaming hot cheesesteak, thinly sliced beef with onions topped with cheese sauce and flaming hot Cheetos on a hoagie roll? That looks like
ew.
That looks like something that would haunt you later on that night.
That.
And here's your Tux medicated pads to go with it.
Put out a match? Yeah. Why are you going to put out a match?
It's cool. It cools and soothes.
I need to leave this alone. I need to move on. I'm moving on.
I just don't. Yeah.
Such a lame submission. I dislike when you try to get too like frilly with food. Like, okay, first of all, this is crazy ingredients, but doesn't work.
Hey, I'm going to make Nate go to Cincinnati and try the Skyline Chili Cheese Coney's there. They just put their slop up there.
You know what?
At least it's theirs.
At least it's their thing.
Yeah.
And at least it doesn't have some bizarre candy on it for some reason that doesn't have anything to do
bizarre
with Kansas City.
Not even a Kansas City candy,
you,
right?
Like, no, I know.
It's like
I'm a savory guy. Are you sweet? Do you like sweet? You
yeah,
like sweets?
I like some sweets. Okay. You know what I like? I like the sour sweets.
Can I hear from Ricky
like
Williams
a sour
about
patch
sweets?
Kid.
Anyway,
sour
listen
patch
to
kids.
This. This is from Arizona. Tell me if you would like to have this for your dessert. A churro dog.
a churro inside a Long John donut with chocolate glazing topped with frozen yogurt. Look at this thing. That looks like
something I'd like to spend some time with alone.
Look at
that's
this
what
thing.
I'm talking about right there. Let me make love to that thing.
A churro and a Long John?
Look at the Long John. There's a churro in there, and there's yogurt and stuff on there. That,
that's a brilliant, well-thought-out combination.
Those
Marco,
all go together.
What do you think of that one?
Yeah, those all go together.
Those textures. Oh. I hope it's one of those crispy churros. You know, I hope it's a crispy churro, right? With whatever.
I'd eat that and I'd go, like, take a nap.
I would take a long.
I only want to eat one more bite.
Straight up going to anaphylactic shock if I ate that thing.
I would eat that in secret away from my wife.
How much?
Yeah, right. Go to the bathroom and eat it.
What are you, hey, eating in the closet. What are you doing there?
No, I'm not eating anything.
Look at a pornography.
You know how many times I have to hide Taco Villa wrappers from my wife?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to talk about this because she might be listening. But on the way home, I said, yesterday, I said, you want me to stop and get us something? She goes, no, we have leftovers. You don't need to waste the money. And so then I just had a taste for a burger.
So I went to the drive-thru. Which one? Quick Burger King burger.
Well, that's the BK Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, then I got it. And so then when I got home and I was driving her car, I got all the paper and I like put all the bag and everything, I put it in my pocket. And I'm sitting there like hiding all the evidence that I had one. And I got, and then I aired out the car.
Because the car smelled flame broiled. He lit a cigarette and started wafting it around.
I go, this smells like something was flame broiled. And I go, she's gonna know. Yeah. And I'm thinking, what? And so then I go, what am I doing? I'm 49 years old, and I'm trying like to hide the evidence. So, there's a little bit of mustard on the corner of my mouth.
Did you ever hear the old bit from Chris Rock about like back in the old days of adult videos when a man would like become like Batman and have an entire secret wing in his house where he took all these careful steps to hide the cassettes? He goes, and where did it always get caught? Because you left it in the VCR.
Yeah.
You know, you go through all these steps to have it hidden, and you left it in the VCR. Well, that's me with the styrofoam cup from Taco Villa. Because a couple weekends ago, I made up an errand I had to go run.
Oh, wow. You invented something to get out of a...
I did.
What was the errand?
I had to pick up something from Home Depot.
What time of day was it?
It was like the middle of the day on a Saturday, and Kelly was making lunch for the whole family, and I was like... I really want some Taco Villa right now. So I went to Taco Villa.
Did you ask her if she wanted some?
No,
you know that's a trigger.
Nobody, I know she doesn't want anything.
That's a household trigger.
She thinks it's disgusting. Yeah. And so I left the styrofoam. I took all the careful steps to throw it away, left the styrofoam cup in the car. We get in the car later that day. She goes, I went to run an errand today, did you?
So we get in the car because my car, so we're driving her car.
Wow.
And she says something. She says, like,
that's amazing.
Is there a napkin over there? And I grabbed a napkin.
Oh.
But I forgot it was a Burger King napkin. And she did, but it still smelled of flame broil. Because the napkin was in the bag, and so it smells like that. And she's looking at it, and I know she's thinking, where did this Burger King napkin? And I go, okay, hey, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to what happened at work. I had to, and I just went on this. I think I just, you know.
Changed
the situation. You believe people in sales? Look at this email.
Shame. Wow, I knew you guys were
some closet fat kids.
Oh, yeah.
I took the bag and hid it behind something.
That's next level fat kid stuff right there.
There was like a crumpled up Burger King bag like next to our garage hidden behind like a plant.
The amounts of time that I sneak around on my wife to eat fast
that
food.
That is amazing. What's the thing on like Instagram? Like, she probably thinks I'm cheating on her, right? Yeah. And it's like sneaking fast food, right?
Did you stop, sir? Mm-mm. Take a break. Back into this on WHB.
Bad boys. Now we may be a little chubby, but don't feel slow. We guarantee you one thing. We can surely come to the party and rock the house as we harmonize.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nick Leckie, you enjoyed for the first time the Luther Burden Red Hot Riblets Honey Barbecue flavor. They're about to have some crumbles in there.
They're so damn good. I'm a big fan.
They are delicious, aren't they?
I'm a big... You know what? I wish I would... If I could have played at Mizzou, I'd have been like, Joya's Deli, give me a sandwich.
Oh, you son of a
gun. Oh, I love that place.
That hot salami?
Oh, my heart!
The hot salami?
It's so good. Anybody, if you go to St. Louis, go to Joya's Deli. Don't do anything else. Just go there.
Garozzo sent me there when I was. It was was the year the Royals won the World Series, and we stopped on the way out of town. And I got a couple hot slimes. Got one for my dad. Took it to him. That thing is so damn good.
It's so good. But this Luther Burden.
We'll be good with it.
Dude, this is really good. The honey barbecue is the greatest, one of the greatest flavors of chips up there with ketchup and All Dressed by Ruffles.
Yeah.
And the Old Dutch ketchup.
What did you think of that tweet I had sent you of the Kentucky Fried Chicken flavored Ruffles? Is that something you'd like to
I would try
investigate?
It. I would, because that original recipe, right? That's a solid ingredients, a blend of 57 spices and ingredients, right? It's delicious.
So let's.
People hate on KFC, but KFC is legit.
The mashed potatoes are wonderful. Hey, Marco, can you play the clip from Andy Reid talking about the field? Harrison Butker hurt his ankle, and now, unfortunately, we find out Trent McDuffie's been put on IR designated to return, so he's out at least four games because of his hamstring injury. And here Andy Reid indicates the field had something to do with it.
They resided it, which that's a good thing because they practice in there, but it was a little bit loose. Well, that's what happens, you know, sometimes when you reside it, it's loose. And, I mean, listen, it was part of the Becker injury and McDuffie injury. I mean, that's, unfortunately, that was part of it. Just the turf picked up and I would tell you that, you know, that did have something to do with it. If it didn't, I'd tell you that too. So it's not an excuse by any means, but I mean, you all can see it. You watch the tape.
And so that's unfortunate. I mean, it doesn't matter how he got hurt. It's unfortunate that McDuffie's going to miss some time. He played so well and first round pick and a big part of the defensive rebuild. But what about Andy Reid saying that the loose field had something to do with it? He doesn't usually say so. He was
Well, it was basically stating a fact.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, you're hiding that. And I'm not a turf management person, but you know, I agree. Don't you have to let the ground time to settle to reattach its roots, get deep roots? I know they spend a lot of money on the silverware drawer that's the field. You know, they pull it out to get the sun,
right,
and they push it in for a game. I think it's a cool concept. I like grass better than turf, like even field turf, just because it's softer.
What's the worst surface you played on in college or in the pros?
The worst surface was our surface at K-State before it got resodded. Yeah, my freshman and sophomore year, 2001. There was a big ridge, you know, so jogging across it or sprinting across it was nightmarish. The heat, it was terrible. Arrowhead in late December back in the day was pretty bad. You know, it was a rough turf, but it's, right, you know, it is what it is. It's a grass field and it gets
a lot better nowadays.
It's
right?
A lot better.
It used to be
terrible, like spray painted concrete.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. But I mean, the turf, man, any of the old school turf back in the day, 2004, it was like, you know, Indianapolis and St. Louis. We're the only turf teams, like actual AstroTurf.
How bad was St. Louis, the turf?
Oh, it just sucks. Because it's like, you know, you get a turf burn and you don't realize it until you get in the shower. And it just feels like somebody poured, you know, battery acid on you. It's miserable. It's absolutely miserable. Mm. I like that, though.
You like it.
Feel pain.
It makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, it does.
We just saw on ESPN, they're talking about the duel tomorrow night between Mahomes and Herbert. Trent McDuffie's going to be out. We don't know about Harrison Butker. And it looks like Keenan Allen will be out for the Chargers with his hamstring injury. So what do you think of the matchup? This is going to be a big one on Thursday Night Football tomorrow night.
Quick question. So, like, it's on NBC here for us, right?
Amazon Prime, but you can watch on NBC.
Okay, cool. All right, I was just dumb because I saw it was on there. I was like, what am I going to do? I have to get Prime. Listen, Orlando Brown is going to earn that long-term contract, you know, based off how he performs, you know, this game.
Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack.
And Khalil Mack had a great day. Had a great day on Sunday. He had a great day, man. Three sacks.
But are you nervous about that matchup? You say he can earn his
money. It's up to Orlando Brown. You know, what's he going to do? You know, I think Khalil Mack, you know, poses some problems for him. And the same thing with Bosa. Right? So they're going to be running and gunning. And it's like one of those things where, how are you going to respond? He can do it. He can definitely do it. So I'll be watching that all day. I'll be watching that left tackle matchup. Whoever he's matched up on, I'm watching that all day. I'm going to be analyzing it, breaking it down. I love watching him play. I really do. And he's going to earn that money this game.
How much can the Chiefs neutralize those guys with the run game? They seem like We did. Did you feel like we saw more of that power run game that we maybe wondered if we would see in the preseason?
A little bit more, right? A little bit more. And then at the end there, they were running. And, you know, it's when you got them beat, it's what's whatever. They're running it late. But I love the stable of running backs that the Chiefs have right now. I mean, that's you got it all, right? You got finesse. You got power. It's very complimentary. It's very complimentary. And then for everyone to get reps like that, I'm telling you guys, my favorite type of running back is a hungry running back. And that's what the Chiefs have right now. They really do. And then do you see that tweet I put out about the tight ends creating mismatches down the field, blocking down the field? Not just, you know, one-on-ones and you know, catching routes and everything like that, but it's like blocking down the field, right? Where you turn these small little gains into massive gains. And that's where that mismatch is also created, too, with the tight ends. You got physical tight ends. You know, Noah Gray lined up in the backfield in Duke. Right, he was a blocking back. You know, Kelsey can do it. Jody Fortson can do it. You know, they're physical cats, and that's what I love about them. Special teams and offense.
And Romo was talking about that as well. The mismatch that they can pose, and they, you know, Noah Gray is taking a step forward, and you could tell that they trust him more. Fortson is such an interesting matchup, especially around the goal line, and Kelsey continues to be the best in football. And so really now, when you look at what they're capable of doing in the red zone, I mean, because look, Fortson, when he's been healthy the last couple of years, you could tell Mahomes trusts him, and he will go up and battle for the football. And he's, I mean, that's a nightmare, because that's the fourth, fifth, sixth guy
exactly.
You have to worry about.
Exactly.
But you look at him like, how in the hell did they get him?
Exactly. Well, that's why
if
I look at
the opposing
at
team, where did he come from?
No, it's one of those things where, remember, I told you, like, if you want to pick up someone as a fantasy sleeper, it's Jody Fortson. Because in the red zone, I mean, they're going to be covering everyone else. I mean, you're locking up Kelsey, and then that leaves him one-on-one versus, what, a linebacker? A DN, outside linebacker? I mean, that's a mismatch in the red zone right there. And then, what, you focus on him, then you got everyone else to contend with. You know, like I said, it's red zone nightmares, and that's what this offense was built for. There's something for everybody. You know, we'll try any which way you'll give it to us. And the double tight end thing, it's a thing. It's going to become a thing now.
What did you think of the debut of the new receivers? Juju, except for the fumbles, looked good. MVS, I mean, you could see that he was – I mean, that's a big play waiting to happen. I was really excited to see. Sky Moore is going to get more involved. Mm-hmm. I was excited to see the new receivers and how they plan to use that assortment of weapons.
Yeah, no, I think they look great. You know, it's all a matter of getting into game rhythm, game speed, right? But it's there. I think the nucleus is there. And like I said before, we lost the best wide receiver, right? But we created a better room, like a much better room, that wide receiver room this year versus last year. Because it just presents, who do you target? You know, who do you pinpoint to lock down? You can't. Because they're getting distributions, you know, all which ways. And it'll be a fun year to watch Kansas City Chiefs football. That's for damn sure.
So what do you think happens tomorrow night?
You know, Keenan Allen hurts them a lot. But, man, I still think, you know, that the Chargers, you know, should have beat Kansas City last year. You know, they made some mistakes. They shot themselves in the foot, some drop passes in the end zone. We'll see. I think this – whoever wins the defensive matchup, you know, the Mac Bosa versus the Chiefs, whoever wins that one, that's going to be the victor. And then I'm thinking it'll be like Kansas City, it'll be like 28 to like 19 type score in favor of Los Kansas City.
Chiefs are favored by four, so you like that?
I like that. I'd take that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take that, especially at home. Divisional, though, too. You know, it's always a good matchup.
How tough is that quick turnaround for the players?
Oh, it's so tough. I mean, you're doing walkthroughs, right? You're miserable. So what's today, Wednesday? Yeah, so mm-hmm. if you're the Chargers, you know, you walk through and you're on the plane right now headed to Kansas City. Like that.
Grinhard used to tell me, it would take the whole week just to feel good.
And you don't even feel good.
Right, but just to feel, but like.
75%.
So like right now, so Sunday game, how are you feeling on Wednesday?
Miserable. Like your body, like you're just getting into it again, and then you don't have time to you know, break up the lactic acid and all the sores and everything like that, get your body right. Right now, if you're a rookie, this is what it feels like to be a 15-year vet. You know, that's what it feels like. You know, it's like that short turnaround. You're not used to it. It's just nuts, though. The fact that we still have these Thursday games is beyond me, too, by the way.
And they ain't going anywhere. With
yeah,
Amazon,
no, they're
and all the
Amazon. Oh, man, they ain't going anywhere. But it's like, it's an interesting product. And the only thing I like about Thursdays is that you have, make it divisional games. So at least you're familiar with your opponent.
What did you do to, what was your main thing to do for recovery?
Ugh.
Like ice bath, massage, like what did you do to help recover?
So I liked the hot tub, cold tub action, you know, the hot, cold. I liked the sauna. I liked the steam room, just drink a lot of water. That was how I recovered. You know, that's all you can really do. I'm not a massage guy. I like to stretch, you know, maybe do some light cardio. Those were all the stuff that I was into.
But that cold tub?
Cold tub, man. Cold tub's where it's at.
How long would you stay in there?
Oh, man.
I'd do like five minutes and go hot tub five and just rotate.
Alternate.
Should we make Nate do the cold tub after every show?
We should.
I've done the cold tub, hot tub alternating thing out with Sporting before, and the cold tub part is painful.
Wait a minute. Why have you done that?
You just
go in there and say, hey, guys.
What's up, bro?
Scoot over.
Yeah, scooch over. No,
I mean, seriously.
The first time I did it was when I went to training camp down in Arizona. A couple of the assistant coaches and I would go for like a long run and come back, and they taught me how to do it.
So you're not in there with the team.
No, like, not with the team. And then at fantasy camp, they did it. And most of the fantasy campers got in the cold tub for about 20 seconds. We're like, yep, nope, I'm done. I'm out. I'm like, no, you got to stick with it, because that's the benefits. You got the benefits of it. Or you can do this new Russell Wilson thing where you plug yourself into an electric socket or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Marco was tweeting about that earlier today. And then when he said people might mock me about this, but they mock Jesus too.
On that note, the show is over. Thank you to Nick Lecky for sitting in with us the entire hour. We'll be back tomorrow. It's game day tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.